Welcome to Ready, Set, Real Estate, where we will help empower and educate you on many different aspects of real estate, finance, and investing. Each week, we will expand your knowledge and uncover hidden truths. We will break down real-world scenarios and study actual how-to strategies. Anyone can buy real estate, but together, we'll ensure you make smart real estate investment decisions. Now, here's your host, award-winning author, international speaker, and real estate educator, Lisa Gillette.
Happy Wednesday. It's been a while. It feels like it's been a while, but it hasn't. I just missed last week. You know, your girl's been studying. I am in the final stretch of my term. I had midterms. And I was like, listen, you guys will understand if I don't come on and do a show. And I trust that you do. Thank you for your continued love and support. We are on episode 236. Great show today in terms of topic. I am calling this real estate bounce back. It's real estate bounce back. I'm watching the market do opposite again of what people were predicting it would do. And that's a good thing because this is how I earn my bread and butter. So it's always a great thing when real estate is on the up. But you know, it reminds me of a movie I was watching, and he was talking about, who saw this movie? It's like an old movie too. He was talking about, it was talking about a guy who's a trader, and he said, yeah, anyone can win in an up market. He said, it's when the market is down and whether you can still close those deals in a down market shows me what you're really made out of. I'm paraphrasing. And that's my thought about it. Like, it really shows people who have grit and the courage and what it takes to withstand the highs and lows and in-betweens of real estate, because it's a wild one. So that's what I'm talking about today. It's a wild one. June is in the building. She said, this is true. This is true. Not everyone will have, you know, what it takes. And that's kind of what I see. I'm here. I'm still here. Shantae Earl is in the building. He's on Instagram. Remember, I'm doing Instagram Live too, and this is kind of a cool thing because now I can stream to Instagram from my platform, and I like the whole thing. So you too, you can too. So welcome, happy new year. If we haven't had a chance to connect online or offline, I'm sending my love, my support, uplifting you because I know some people have come into the first quarter with some rough times, some heaviness going on. So I don't want to be insensitive to those of you who are still feeling it from last quarter. I know I bring on good energy and positive energy because here's the trick, right? Like, here's the secret of the secret is the optimism, given all, you know, given that you've got your health and you've got mental health, you've got your physical health. If you can lead with the optimism and expect good things, right? Like it's that trust, that faith, that confidence, and lead with that, that all is well, all, you know, that all good things work for your good, right? I'm quoting scriptures. Romans 8:28 is one of my favorite scriptures. And, you know, when you lead with that, you could be in a good space. Another thing, I found myself laying in bed the other day, and I couldn't go to sleep because I was anticipating what I needed to do the next day. And I remember, thank you, June. June's like, this is true. Optimism and faith is key indeed. Absolutely. Especially when you're dealing with uncertainty and tumultuous times as we are, which is why I want to talk about today. Wild ride ahead. We'll be talking about just kind of market rates, multiple offers, and political factors. And I want to revisit some things that maybe went over your head during the pandemic, because there were a lot of things that came into play that you're now seeing, you're now seeing manifestation of it. And I want to make sure that in case you missed it, you go, oh, that's what's happening. And a lot of you have asked me kind of in private, and I think we should share with the group. We should share with the group that a lot of you have asked me in private, like, what should I do? What should I focus on, you know, in terms of earning income? And so I want to talk about kind of the economy and some political moves that had come into play that maybe you can think about how you can position yourself. Shout out to those of you who've reached out. In fact, I have a family member who reached out and was like, hey, I'm interested in becoming an appraiser. Like, I love that. I love that. And she's a woman too. So having more women of color in the business as appraisers, oh my gosh. Like, I was like, keep me posted. I'd love to learn and just share her journey. And if you know someone like that, I mean, I'd love to hear your journey, like how, you know, weathering out kind of what the market's been doing, you know, hanging in there. That's kind of what today's show is about. The Kitchen Table Talk is in the building. Hey, on Instagram, make sure you press 1, let me know you're here. Press 2, let me know you shared it. You know the rules of engagement to get all this real estate game at free 99. Free 99. For those of you who are new to me, I'm going to go ahead and drop this. Lisa Gillette, also known as Super Agent, broker owner of boutique firm here in Southern California, Devenio Estates. Pricing strategy advisor, short sales and foreclosure certified, seniors real estate specialist is my designation, all that wonderful stuff. And all that means is I love and care and I'm passionate about this business and I continue to do continuing education. And as I've shared with you, I've also added my law school journey and study to my CV in trusting and believing that in the very near future, I will be a real estate attorney. Coming to a soon marketing and advertising near you soon. Okay, let's get into, I'm managing a couple of things here on this screen. I shared with my husband, I said, yes, yeah, it looks like it's time for a third monitor. We're gonna get into a third monitor. By the way, my son has said, shout out, he's asked me to sponsor. He's asked me to sponsor his YouTube channel. So shameless plug here. You'll start to see some advertisements coming from Lathan's YouTube channel. He's 12 now. We had this discussion about his YouTube channel, what he'd like to do with it. And I'm excited to see him grow. In fact, he didn't realize how much I knew about YouTube and having graphics and teams and different things. We were having this discussion last night and he was like, you have a graphic designer? And I was like, yeah, I do. He's like, what? So that was really cool because now that he's getting to that age, I imagine I can coach him and show him some things. He can show me some things and he can take over this channel and do a lot more with it than I can. You know how that works, right? The next generation, you expect them to do more, know more, and help you. And so that's essentially what my thoughts here with this channel is, to grow this and have him grow it to something greater with all the new fanciness of technology that I just don't have time for. That's why you see, I love StreamYard. If you want a code so we can both get some money and credit to using this, I've taught a class on this platform and I love this platform. Right. And I'm not getting, StreamYard's not paying me. Like, I've been with StreamYard for some time when I switched over from BeLive, when live streaming first became a thing and you could stream on multiple platforms. But the fact that I can stream now on Instagram is like, mwah, thank you, guys. Thank you. Because it's literally a click of a button here to make this possible. And there's a whole bunch of things that needs to happen in the background about SEO and tags to really push your channel that I truthfully do not do. Like, I'm just gonna get in and get out and keep it pushing. That's essentially what it is here. Okay. With that being said, let's throw a quick sponsor break. I'll be right back with a slide, pen, pencil, tablets. We're gonna have a conversation, a discussion about the market, a little bit of, you know, if you want to get into predictions and forecasts, that's cool too. But I want to lead this with what's happening as you see what's happening around you. And if you're older and you've just seen your neighborhood change, this could probably be very overwhelming. But this may warrant a discussion for the next generation and your tribe, your family, your friends, the people who have been thinking about purchasing, the people who have not been thinking about purchasing, because I'm reading news about, you know, millennials regretting, 90% of millennials regretting purchasing their home during the last 3 years. And I'm like, whoa, that's a high number. I want to talk about that. We'll be right back after this sponsor break. You can tell I'm pumped and excited. I'm like, yeah. All right. Stay tuned, guys.
Do you have properties that need to be maintained? For professional services that guarantee your property will stay safe and secure, Omnis Property is the team you want by your side. As a company, we pride ourselves on our best-in-class professionals, equipped with the latest technology for all your end-to-end property preservation needs. That means that from start to finish, our expert team can handle everything from accurate assessments to preservation projects of all sizes. Save money and time by working with leading experts that understand your needs and are committed to premier service. Get started today by contacting us for your project estimate. Visit www.omnispreservation.com or call 310-957-9132.
Okay, great. Whoop, 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 whoop. Shout out to Omnis Property Solutions, omnispreservation.com. Go to the site if you need help, clean outs and all kinds of different things, especially as we're starting to see head nods, right? We're starting to see evictions underway. We're starting to see time is up. In fact, I was out in the farm. I did a quick live while I was in my farm. I was in my neighborhood, door knocking, dropping marketing materials, letting people know we're still here. We're still here to help, be a resource. And guess what I saw? On every block, there were at least two houses that had been vacated. You just see the rubbish everywhere, and you saw that they were remodeling it. So things are happening offline, people. If you think that the real estate is not popping, that's why I'm saying to bounce back. Real estate bounce back, because now that time is up, there's no more COVID protections. In fact, it's coming to an end. But this is where the tenants are realizing they've rode this pony as long as they could. And 3 years is a good long time. And some of you may say, well, they didn't have to pay rent for that whole time. You know, they should have saved their money. But that's not realistic in all situations. Okay. Yes, some people took advantage. It was abusive. And we saw it. We saw a whole bunch of things, and we're still seeing it, right? And, you know, the feds are coming to collect some of that money. We've seen abusive practices on all sides. People are abusing the COVID money and the situation where landlords are trying to collect on properties that really aren't eligible. I'm telling you, I'm seeing some stuff because I get the phone calls. I deal with some of the attorneys, and it's like, wow. When the government handed out a blank check, everybody was like, woo, dove in, right? And dove in first, then asked questions later, right? What's the saying? You do and then beg for forgiveness later. That's what we're seeing. Folks are, you know, they're doing and now begging for forgiveness. So I'm saying, as someone out in the field, yes, out in the field. And I wouldn't give it up for the world because I can't, that's cool if you big time and you do your mailers or you can't get out there and walk and whatnot. It's cool, but it is really a missed opportunity because it's like battleground. You get to see what's happening. And I was my husband and I, cause we're in business together. He's my business partner. We're out in the field and I was like, he's on one side of the street. I'm on the other side of the street and I'm floored. I'm like, I'm like telling him, do you see this? Like taking pictures, address, writing it to our list, do the follow-up. And I'm like, whoa, last couple months, right? When we saw this happening, we put the materials, call us if you need help, call us if this, call us if that. And what was happening so quickly is that no one wanted to face the music. How many of you know, right? How many of you know people are not facing the music, that time is up? Put that in the hat. Come on, put that in the comments. If you know me, you've heard this expression. And my husband has said to me, he's like, gosh, that's so harsh. No, it's reality. If you're in business and you're an agent, you're a broker, you're a professional, what you do for a living is a reality check. What you do for a living is a reality check. Put that in the comments below. Time is up. That'll be my next shirt. I'm wearing right now. I'm wearing my Write It Up shirt right now. Write it up. I'm gonna do my next Time Is Up. No, that's mean. That's why he says, gosh, it's harsh. It's mean. Time is up. What do I mean by time is up? In summary, time is up. You've been given notice. You even got the notice of default. You've got a trustee sale, or you got that eviction notice, 60 day, 3 day, whatever the rules are, because we are in statewide rent control. So there's rules of engagement. Or you were a tenant and thought you fell under the Tenant Protection Act, and you realize you did not have tenant protections under COVID. Because even though there's a laundry list of the rules, there are properties that are actually exempt from the California Tenant Protections Act. So very, very important for you to discuss landlord and tenant law with an attorney who's abreast and up to speed on what the new rules and ordinances are as it relates to that. Why? Because you'll lose out. You'll lose an opportunity. You'll be spinning your wheels trying to deal with tenants who are playing games and vice versa. All right. So time is up. With that being said, let's jump into here. Multiple offers. Yes. Multiple offers is happening. Buyers are looking, locking in favorable rates at the start of the year and aim to beat the spring competition. If you're an agent, tuning in here, how many of you actually told your client to go buy now before the spring? So what's happening? There's enough of us advising enough of the buyers to go out and make this move. And what do you have, right? You now have the herd. You have the herd of buyers coming and making those multiple offers. What we did see was that nice soft, almost like a soft landing interest rates happening in this last couple weeks. Jamming. It's been a long time, but I know you're still doing wonderful things. Good to see you. I've missed being on Instagram. We're still figuring out what to do on Instagram with the kind of the view, but I'm good with it for now because some of you are still on IG. Yeah, some on YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn. So I'm good with it. The fact that you can audibly hear me. I'm in a happy space in place right now because IG used to be my thing, y'all. When I first started, Instagram was my favorite platform. So he says, and congrats to you on everything. Thank you. Appreciate you. Like a couple years going strong. And I was just thinking the other day, by the way, if you want to order your Ready Set Real Estate beanies, please let me know. In fact, I'm going to pick up the first batch this week. I am going to call them. We did some tweaking to the threading of the 3D embroidery. We're playing around with the design, which is always fun. That's the beauty of owning intellectual property or trademarks, is you can play around with this stuff. So some of you have reached out. I got you. Thank you. So let me know. Let me know if you're interested in those beanies because it's been pretty frosty. Okay. So that's me. Shameless plug, of course, selling my Ready Set Real Estate beanies, hats, merch, all that good stuff, my Ready Set Real Estate wear. So with that being said, there's enough of us saying, go out and beat the spring competition, coupled with, dropping rates and locking in those rates. And then now we have multiple offers in areas that we see are short in inventory. That's the reality. And so if you've got the condition of the home is good, location is good, coupled with interest rates, and some of you have done well with crypto, the stock and different things. See, now it comes to it comes to mind when I say, you know, people have done well, because how many of you watched the Netflix movie, what is it, Dumb Money, about the traders who kind of was trying to take down Wall Street with the GameStop stock? I mean, it was a fun movie to watch after seeing it happen in real life, and some of you participated. I was not on the Robinhood app, so I missed that opportunity. Some of you participated and became millionaires that I know personally. Kudos to you. Some of you became, you know, thousandaires in making that investment. And so with that, I've had an opportunity to work with you because you said, yeah, I'm looking to buy more property. And that's just so awesome that I can follow my client's journey, friend's journey through that, and watch you all do some awesome things. So to watch that movie, Dumb Money, really held some perspective when I said, where did people come with all this money? People are putting hundreds and thousands of dollars down, $80,000, $100,000, $200,000 down. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. I thought they said people are struggling. No, no. Certain people are, right? Excuse me. So that movie, Dumb Money, go and watch it. That was really cool to watch the little guy come in, the underdog win. So that's a real thing that's happening here. We're just in January 2024. And yeah, watching multiple offers. So rates and down payment. So rates, just did a quick Google search here. I'm not a lender, full disclaimer. Oh my gosh, I forgot to do disclaimers. Okay, sidebar real quick. Let me do disclaimer. Sheesh, gosh, disclaimer. This information, like, stop. This information provided on the show should not be considered legal or tax advice. Please seek legal and tax advice from those reputable licensed professionals. All right, let's make sure we get that out the air. Because now I've just I'm talking about, you know, rates and markets, and I'm going to touch a little bit on politics. I'm going to talk about, a bill that was approved and came in here. So we'll get back to that. Jameen says, I wish I was as smart as you. Ready, Set, Real Estate. Keep up the good work. Listen, if you're locked in with me, you are smart. If you've been tuning in, you are smart. Okay. You're just as smart. You're doing awesome things. Don't worry. If we're here, you're connected and you're in tune with the right channel. We're good. All right. Back to rates and down payment. 7%. And again, relative, because I kid you not. Oh my gosh, I had a field trip. So I think I shared with you all that I'm working alongside, just assisting two attorneys, and I got to do a field trip. One of the attorneys called me and says, I need you to do a mission for me. And I'm like, okay. She's got a case, she's litigating a case, and we need to get certified deeds. And I got to go to the vault. Woohoo! Went to Norwalk, the headquarters where they hold the real estate records. And I had to look and find a record in the 70s. And it was the coolest experience because they gave me a cartridge. They gave me a cartridge, right? The microfiche, and put it in that big machine, stuck it in. And then I got to see all these records from back then in the day. Oh my gosh. Like, if you're a real estate person, I now know I need to add the field trip for our next youth boot camp. We've got to do a field trip to Norwalk headquarters, real estate records, to be able to tour the facility, the building where and by the way, just so you know, real estate records are public, they're public records. So this is why people spend a lot of time in trying to either create shell companies to purchase real estate. They put it in trusts. They put it in LLCs or LLPs or corps to kind of shield ownership. I was reading this morning that I'm not a fan of this. In fact, I was really turned off to read what they are alleging. Mark Zuckerberg used various shell companies and brokers to hide purchasing ancestral land from people in Hawaii because he bought about 1,600 acres to build a $5,000 square foot compound, two mansions, other tree houses, and other sustainable buildings, and his bunker. And I was really perturbed this morning when I read that, you know, that he had used. I don't know if there's some truth to it, but essentially the people were not privy or aware that they were up against one of the richest men in the world, because he used shell companies to purchase those properties, which those shell companies are currently under litigation, allegedly. You probably have to do some research and check that out. But I could see it happening, because we've seen it happen, right? And then you've heard the stories of what happened in Hawaii. I just don't like how convenient this is. And people were saying that the response was really late, and I'm not going to belabor that here. Of course, you may have your own sentiment and your opinion about it, but as I'm seeing things transpire since the fires, I don't really like what I'm hearing. So I'm gonna sit that there and let you kind of maybe do your own research. Of course, like I say with everything, don't let Lisa lie to you. You get to fact check everything I say. So raising down payment is what I want to talk about in terms of what's going on with the market. So rate 7%. The reason I brought up the vault was because I look at records and I look at the deeds of trust. I look at the notes and what people are signing on for. And I'm talking, I looked at interest rates at 12%, 13%. You know, yes, you know, they did a $72,000 loan at a 13% interest rate. And you've got to appreciate this. So here's another thing that I want to put this in perspective. There was a time that people of color were not able to get loans, were not able to use FHA, were not able to get insurance on properties. You can't get insurance, you can't get a loan, which means you have to spend a lot of your resources saving to purchase cash. And then banking changed, where they realized that there was more money in low down payments and financing over a longer period of time, because initially loans, and you still see this in countries outside of the United States. My folks is from Belize, and I've noticed this, that they do short-term loans, five-year loans. You try to buy a house, 5 years, right? Not this 30-year loan. And then now we're hearing 40-year loans will soon be a norm. That was a thing back then. So when you put it in perspective today, and you're talking about the amortization of low interest rates, relatively lower interest rates over a longer period of time, designed to create opportunity for you to purchase property, don't be dissuaded by theories and conspiracy of you never own the land, right? Don't be dissuaded by all what you find on social media and in conversation oftentimes by people who don't own land or property. Because what I've seen my clients do time and time again, I just help the client sell their property and close on another property, be able to pay off debt, $50,000 in debt that he would not have been able to do otherwise with the equity of his property, and be able to just trade one house for the other. And not only that, I see my brother and friend Clarence Johnson, CJ, shout out to CJ. He showed he shared a post that said, you're paying a mortgage, you just haven't figured that out yet. You're renting, or someone, it's very rare. There's some people out here that own their property free and clear, but you're paying, right? You're paying for housing is the reality of this perspective. So when you are battling with the the, oh, rates are high, oh, but this, oh, but that. Those are just excuses, excuses on top of excuses. I suggest you get with the consultant, your lender, your broker, your agent, your financial advisor, your tax person, and really get your ish together. It's 2024. Get it together. We had an ample opportunity to spend time looking into ourselves. What is our purpose? What do I want to do? How do I want to make an additional stream of income? You had sufficient time to reevaluate what you've been doing. And it's 2024. Thrive to 25 has been my motto and theme. Thrive to 25, because we're going to breeze through 2024. It's going to be a wild ride. It's going to be an adventure, but we are going to thrive to 25. It's not just about trying to strive and make it and this, that. No, 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 no. Thrive to 25. I want to bring up Dream for All. Some of you heard about the down payment program. 20% low down payment, 20% low down payment. It is a loan. It's for low income buyer. There's some new rules that you need to find out, because they realized when they released this 20% down, it was gone within a week, right? Was it? It was done in 10 days. The money was done. So now it's being prepared to be released in April. Listen to me. If you want to tap into this as a resource, get yourself ready. It's January 2024, and I just said they're going to release the 20% down payment program again through CalHFA approved lenders. That's CALHFA, CalHFA approved lenders, in April. The caveat or the catch or the new guideline they tweaked in there was it is strictly an opportunity for someone who generationally, you don't come from a family of homeowners, meaning your parents don't own their property, you don't own a property, is one of the criteria to be eligible to receive this 20% down. Because some folks, again, as we've been learning, once there's handouts and, you know, giveaways, a whole bunch of people sign up, get the money, and it's because they have lenders and they have agents and they have people in their circle that push them through and show them ways to hack. If it's anything that you get from me today, is you prepare for April, you get with your team, and if you come from generationally non-homeowners, your parents are not homeowners, you're not a homeowner, then you can take advantage of this opportunity. There was some other stuff in there about, you know, where your median income has to fall in terms of where the median income level is in terms like that, and some other additional requirements that's built in there. But I'm cluing you in. I'm cluing you in. It's January. This is being released April. All right. Okay, like press one, let me know you're here. Press two, let me know you shared it. Sharing is caring. You get what I'm saying? Okay. Don't play. Sharing is caring. Okay, let's continue. Economic factors in terms of the market. Strong economies influence confidence in people to take on home loans. How many of you feel more confident when you know you sitting on a nice, comfortable bank account, or you've got a stream of income? You're not stressed. I've consulted a client recently who is in the middle of this. Client is transitioning from retirement, like going into retirement. You've got to factor the changes in your income. It's like my thoughts around that is best, again, talk to your lender professional. That's not quite me, but I appreciate you starting with me, because I'm going to lead you there so we can talk about the full story and what's the plan about here's what I'm thinking of doing, right? I'm on disability, I'm on SSI, I'm retiring, I've got workers comp, I'm on maternity leave, all these life transitions. How does that affect your lending ability, right? Your ability to go get a loan, your ability to qualify for a loan. Your lenders will guide you in terms of what needs to happen, what paperwork you need to show, what makes financial sense. As we talk about strong economies, I want to bring you back to this act. Some of you may have missed it. Infrastructure Investment in the Jobs Act. Go ahead and Google that. Give you a little bit more insight. For those of you who've been asking me, like, what kind of work should I be doing, or my kid, or what should they be doing? Listen, you may not be able to see this really clearly, but I'm going to read out the numbers. And essentially, this is what's happening and what you've been. I love this because my brother-in-law said, you know, we have a family group text. My brother, by the way, is in construction. He's pretty active in his union. And so he did post and share the Women in Construction boot camp that is happening through their union. Some of you have asked me date and whatnot. You've got to sign up. You got to put your information so that they can reach out and give you the dates and information. I mean, I can't do everything, you know, I can't do everything for you. So Women in Construction, that's a big thing. So we had a conversation. I said, listen, if this was like 2008, I'd definitely do it, right? That's when the market hit, right? I took a hit like everybody else, or most people, right? Most Americans during the financial housing crisis. And I said, if it was back then, I definitely would consider a career change. But right now, I think I'm good. I think I'm good. And so my brother-in-law, shout out to Rolando, he says, yeah, I would too, but I love being in water, you know? I love being in water. And he's in the industry in terms of what this Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act had to do. I just thought about him when I was putting the slides together, and I was like, oh yeah. So we had a family joke. My brother calls him Water Boy. And I'm like, no, that's not that Water Boy. You know, if you remember the movie with Adam Sandler, Water Boy. Anywho, this is the kind of thing going on in our family group text. It's like a whole bunch of us just clowning around all day. But that's the beautiful thing that came out of COVID, was that, you know, we had to, if we weren't seeing each other every day, at least we found a space and a place to communicate and check in and share and chat and do different things. So I encourage you, if you haven't done that, or you don't have one, a group chat going on with your family and friends, people close to you, make one happen. You know, do that. Just take the step and create one. Come on. What are you waiting for? Till it's too late? Time's up? All right. So with regards to this, clean water service lines, $55 billion. Look into it. Some of you have seen this. Some of you had a conspiracy theory about when everything shut down and they tell everybody to stay home. They said it had to do with the high-speed internet. They're putting 5G and building, you know, internet, and this is what they were doing. Yeah, $65 billion is made available so that every American has access to affordable internet. And that means redoing infrastructure for high-speed internet. Over here, repair and rebuild roads, $110 billion into repair and rebuild roads. Public transit, making it more energy efficient. Green, right? $39 billion. Another thing that wasn't on here, EV charging stations, billions of dollars. I don't have the amount. And then there was something else that they had on there. And so I'm sharing this with you as a snippet and as a reminder that you're asking future economy. This is the next 10-year plan. Why? They're wanting to make sure that Americans, and I use that in terms of the people who are in the United States, have access to jobs, unions that pay, you know, prevailing wages, paying competitive wages so that you can afford housing. How many of you watch the buildings around you change? More housing has gone up. And this is not happening just in California. I'm a LA baby, LA super agent. But when I've traveled to other states, I see it there. And it's just wow, 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 wow. Opportunity, opportunity, opportunity. This is why I'm saying real estate bounce back, regardless of what you think and see has happened and rates got high and the market is slow. Listen, when people have jobs, they have money. When people have money, they go spend on things. And when they feel secure in those jobs, they go make big purchases. This is what we're talking about here, okay? Moving along. So these are economic factors. Strong economies influence confidence in people to take on home loans. Agreed? Agreed? Yes? Okay. Political factors. I know. I won't get into this too much or too heavy because I don't want to fight. I don't want to fight. It's not my lane. With that being said, political factors, uncertainty in politics and the fate of the economy, the fate of the country as it relates to political parties and administration will cause people to hold off to see what will happen next or in the future. Like, I'm going to wait until I see who's president. I'm going to wait to this, that, and a third. And so here's what happens with that mindset. The same thing that happened during fourth quarter. You all pulled back, right? All the buyers, you all pulled back. And then when you see what happens or you see the change that you may have been anticipating, you all jump back in together. You jump back in together. And now we're back to multiple offers. We're back to bidding wars. You see what I mean? My client took an opportunity. I have a couple clients who closed during that slowdown. No multiple offers. In fact, the seller's agents were calling us back. Hey, you still interested? Hey, we're willing. We're willing to take your offer. Would they be willing to do XYZ? Would they be willing to extend their closing date so my seller has time to move? What? Yes, this was happening. This was a real thing. So as you think about political factors and whatever your political stance is and the state of the economy, you can't undo this. You can't undo that this is in motion. If you're in Inglewood, city of Inglewood, just got the $1 billion approval for the People Mover. We're going to see Market Street, downtown Inglewood, revamped. Revamped. You know how many jobs are going to be created? Yes, we have displacement, but they are paying those businesses. They are paying those businesses, according to the mayor, fair market value. They spent a lot of time in putting a package together that would allow them to, you know, sustain their business and relocate. And in context, more jobs, more opportunities. So what do we expect to see? Those who are employed in these sectors here, those are the people whose generations for come will have the purchasing power, the sustainability, the legacy. That is if they get with the right team. And this is what I'm noticing. Fortunately for my family, they are in these sectors. In fact, all of them are in each. I mean, I just thought about that, babe. Your uncle deals with the high-speed internet, the alarm system and security. We got family members in all these sectors. And if they're in these sectors, right, what can you see as a correlation? Home ownership, multiple properties, build legacy building. And that's what this act is designed for. When you have people secure and rooted in their city, right, they're more apt to go to work. They're vested. Okay, I think you get it. I think you get the point. All right, I'm gonna wrap it up. This has been fun. I've missed you. You've listened to me long enough. If you found any value in anything that I said today or shared, please make sure you press one. Let me know. Two, share it, empower somebody else with this information. Have a productive and powerful week. I'll see you next week. Be sure you stay connected on all your favorite social media platforms. My handle is LA Super Agent, LA Super Agent. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube. If you need to send me an email about any unique situation or specific questions, I'm more than happy to look at your questions. Lisa@LASuperAgent.com. In fact, you can even submit your questions at LASuperAgent.com as well. You can submit those questions. And if you want to do it old school and you want to call me, you want to hear my voice, I want to hear your voice, give me a call. 323-488-3265. Again, 323-488-3265. Listen, you've been fantastic. I missed you. I appreciate you. Thank you for tuning in on our radio podcast, on your favorite radio podcast. We'll see you again next week. Same time, same channel, same place, right here on Ready, Set, Real Estate. Take care, guys. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Ready, Set, Real Estate podcast with Lisa Gillette, the LA Super Agent. Please like, subscribe, and share LA Super Agent everywhere on your favorite podcast platform.